Welcome to the Venus Index podcast, and today I'm interviewing our third place finisher in the first Venus Index transformation contest, Mauro, and she came a long way. She had a great transformation, and it was one of the her transformation was one of the ones that made it really difficult to choose who was going to come second, third, and fourth between Caroline Mauro and Karen. Mauro, your transformation was fantastic, so thanks for being on with us. And I guess just that we can get right into this. How did you even find out about VI in the first place?
Well, I've been following ESC and Brad's blog since about, I don't know, 2009. Mm-hmm. And I remember I really liked the research behind it, and it was something that made sense to me, even though it was quite, you know, extreme to the mainstream, you know, the idea of fasting and, you know, not losing your muscle or, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. And, I've tried fasting myself on and off for quite some time. And that led me eventually to Adonis and then your own blog, which mm-hmm. I followed as well for quite some time. And by then, my curiosity, I guess, was challenged. And I really liked what I was reading about and having the focus on a new metric. It was really fresh and exciting to me. So I think, actually, I posted like two or three comments inquiring about Venus when you first, you know, mentioned it, that it was coming. Mm-hmm. And I asked about when it was coming out, and actually I was getting impatient. And, of course, I understood that developing a program like that took time, and it had to be done right, and it had to be launched right. But as soon as it came out, I just got it straight away.
Okay, so you were that's interesting. A few people have said that. So you were on board right from, well, even before day one, you were kind of waiting for it.
I was, but then I didn't start working out straight away. I didn't try the program immediately. I just got it, and then it took me a few months because I guess mentally I was not able to start straight away. Not that I didn't believe in it, but I was just not in a good place in my personal life. You know, my eating was out of control, and I kept putting it off. But I was still checking the forum and lurking here and there and checking it out and seeing people's progress. And I ended up putting up a lot of weight on over December and November, actually, last year. Mm-hmm. So in January, in true sort of New Year resolution cliche fashion, I decided to jump in and start.
Okay, and so I guess that leads into my next question. That's what got you... Mm-hmm. That was kind of the culmination of what got you to jump. And so at that moment, did you start the workout and you're like, might as well do the contest too?
Yes, I guess so. I mean, I didn't really think about the contest for a while, but I kept the possibility open for me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's hard to explain this, even though it took me a very long time to start believing it for myself. But I kind of had this weird blind faith in it, and I thought to myself that, if this doesn't work, then nothing will. You know, it was all about the science behind it. And I figured it has got to work. Mm-hmm. And even though I'd convinced myself over the years that I'm problematic, that I'm not built or able to achieve, you know, a good enough body, I guess, the science behind what you guys were saying was so strong and so simple that I just had to let go of all my emotional, you know, demons, if you will, and just believe. But I knew I had to fully commit to it and make a prolonged, consistent effort. And I think that the contest gave me that chance. Mm-hmm.
And now you've just mentioned something pretty powerful that I don't know if you want to get into it at all. Mm-hmm. But what were some of your sort of the beliefs, I guess, that were holding you up before VI, the ones that you said that you had to learn to let go of?
Yeah, well, because I've tried so many things and failed over and over again. And I didn't realize what was wrong. You know, I thought it was obviously me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. It just felt right with this one for some reason. It's hard to explain.
No, that's fair. I mean, you don't have to explain it any further than that. So you jumped in, and then walk us through so when you make the decision to enter the contest, was it just strictly by the book? Let me know what you did for the workouts and diet.
Well, let's see. At first, I wasn't even, you know, sure I was going to enter. I just took my before pictures because I didn't want to end up, you know, making a transformation and then have denied myself the opportunity to enter. Mm-hmm. So I did enter, but the actual contest and thought of placing was really just in the back of my head. So I thought I would just use the premise of the contest, you know, the timeline, in order to give myself a short-term goal, something tangible, and more importantly, accountability, which also came, you know, through the forum and everything, which I guess we're going to talk more about. But yeah, the driving reason from the beginning was that, you know, was that thing. I with the contest, I put myself out there and made myself accountable to the other members, to you guys, and more importantly, to myself. And I think if I hadn't, I have no doubt I would have lost a lot less, you know, if any. I would have, I don't know, reverted. I would have gone back to trying something else. So, yeah, I would have found a million excuses. And I think if it wasn't for the contest, yeah.
It was just layers of accountability, essentially.
It was, I think, what was lacking with all my my previous efforts, I guess.
Was having a venue like that. So I guess you've mentioned something here. Can you speak about the forum then? And how did you use it as a tool? How did you contribute to it versus take things out of it?
Well, it was I think the strongest part, the forum. And I mean, both the podcast and the community were really a very big asset and also the biggest tool. And I think whenever I felt down, I would just give myself a little public pep talk almost, and I would pick myself up. I would feel better, and I started putting my goals out there, my thoughts, you know, everything. And I just went from someone who started really, really low key. I think it took like weeks before I felt confident enough to reveal my first name or put a photo up, and then I suddenly became this like serial blogger. I think I was blogging every single day of the contest. I made a deal that every day I would blog. And even when it got crazy and I didn't always get a chance to do it, I'd make up for it. You know, I'd do like two or three blog posts. I would try to catch up and just to keep myself accountable.
Mm-hmm. And so you think that was a huge bonus to get through it?
Yeah. It really helped me stick to my goal and keep things in perspective. And also what I found was, which really surprised me, by doing this and by making myself feel better, I was also making others feel better too, and that was huge. And I learned that, you know, in helping others, you also help yourself along the way. And I think this was what the community was to me.
Mm-hmm. So it was that kind of back and forth accountability. So you're using your blogging to be accountable to yourself, but at the same time, people are kind of counting on you.
Yes, exactly.
It's like everyone holds each other up.
Mm-hmm. I think we had a, you know, this relationship between us and the other girls on the community was really strong throughout. And, you know, on each other's blogs, you'd see the comments. It's quite evident.
Mm-hmm. So now did you just do the base workout 3 times a week or did you do anything different?
I did do the base workout. 3 times a week was a plan, although not every week was successful. Mm-hmm. I did miss quite a few workouts. I had a point where work got very, very crazy. But I still tried to do as much as I can. I also had my classes on the side, which I teach, that is about 6 hours a week, so that's a lot of extra working out anyway.
What were the classes?
I teach, a couple of them are sort of yoga-based. A couple of them are cardio-based. And the other two were sort of endurance-based resistance training.
Okay, that's good.
So a nice selection of things. I don't think for myself it interfered with your workouts.
I find it
complemented them quite well.
For sure. Well, I mean, yeah, the base workout is for shaping your body, but I mean, there's lots of room on top of that. Everyone has cardio and a few extra things they did with it.
I think everyone does their own thing to the side anyway, and it's mostly for enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, you have to. You have to have some variety.
I did a little bit of steady state cardio, or took long walks, or did a little bit of HIIT training, but not with a specific schedule. I only did those whenever I felt like it, whenever I needed a bit more, you know, more of a mental release.
Sure. Okay. When did you get to like a groove at some point? Like over the 12 weeks, you said you had a rough period there. Everyone seems to have. I don't think anyone yet has had just a perfect 12 weeks. Can you give us a rough idea of, like, Did you ever hit a groove? Like Caroline said, the first 6 weeks were a bit rough, and she finally hit her groove at week six. Give us your rough breakdown.
Well, for me, the contest progress was definitely not something linear. It was very up and down. I think I started quite strong. I banked quite a few good days, even weeks, and then I saw some big losses in inches and weight straight away. And I know most of it was water and inflammation, but it was still a great feeling, and it kept me sane and strong. But then, like everyone, I had my backward days, even backward weeks at some point. You know, there was this low point where work was a bit crazy. My willpower wasn't as strong. And again, it was the support of the community that was the key. You know, I knew I should keep blogging and stay active. And even though there were times when I really felt like a failure, I guess, and knowing that other women were going through the same rough patches as me was very encouraging. And I think, yeah, we did help each other a lot throughout the whole process.
Mm-hmm. So you started off strong, then in the middle. So when did you catch another groove at the end?
I did. The last 4 weeks, again, was more of a push forward. And then I really, you know, tried to make a significant effort the last 4 weeks and, you know, just put more strategies in place. You know, I'd use the Caroline sticker thing. You know, I'd give myself a little gold star for every positive day, every forward day. And, there was this renewed drive, I think, from everyone the last sort of month. And even though I still clocked some backward days, I still managed to progress and keep them, you know, to the minimum.
Sure.
So I think it goes to prove that, you know, even there will be backward days and there will be sort of dips along the way, but it's still possible to make a big transformation.
Sure. So then that's for the exercise. What was it like to diet for this?
Well, the thing is, before with diets, you know, I'd try so many things, not just diets, but also workouts. I'd try a lot of stuff, and I really fell into the trap, you know, big time of X amount of protein or 5-6 meals of only clean food, you know, these foods are bad, etc. And it all became very restrictive. And I remember there was a point in my life where I would end up eating the same things. There was no variation in my diet. I had to time my meals. And then at some other point, I was trying to figure out macronutrients and would spend hours creating these impossible menus, which allowed no deviation, no pleasure, and actually kept stuffing me up. It was surreal. I remember very specifically, I was at work, and I was forcing myself to have a can of tuna between breakfast and lunch and another one in the afternoon. It was insane.
Yeah.
There was even a time where I would sneak in the bathroom to have it. It was a very dark time, let's say. This is no way of eating.
I know. Think of how crazy that is.
It is insane. Now, and I've promised myself to never eat another can of tuna ever again.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. I think about it.
Never liked that stuff.
Well, yeah, and even if, and now it's ruined your chance to ever like it.
Yeah. And of course, these diets, they would last anything between, I don't know, days and 3 or 4 weeks. It just wasn't sustainable, and I was miserable. And of course, they worked for a little bit of time, but even the results, they weren't stellar. You know, for the effort I put in and the misery I put myself into, because the calories were still too high.
Right. Well, and doesn't it spoil you on the idea of dieting at all? Like, if that's what dieting's supposed to be, forget it.
Exactly. So then, you know, EAC and AGD came along, and that completely was a turning point for me. You know, it was a real eye-opener. It kind of put everything, you know, AGD sort of specifically, it put everything I had taken from you guys and your podcasts and put everything into perspective, and it helped really simplify things and make me realize that aside from a couple of main rules, for example, calories are king and just watching out for a weekly average, that I could actually be the rule maker in my diet, and that was huge. I didn't have to make myself eat a certain way. I didn't have to ban any foods. I didn't have to have a set meal, you know. It was just simplified.
Now, did that give you, like, a new sense of hope for the way dieting worked?
It did. And, you know, at first it was really hard to believe. that things could be so simple and work. And I think with fasting, it just provided me with many tools to tackle each day as it came. Mm-hmm. You know, some days I fasted, other days I didn't even fast. I tried longer ones, shorter ones. So I just adjusted it according to my social life, my work. It was very liberating.
Well, that's music to my ears to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I still have work to do. You know, don't get me wrong. If I let myself go a little bit, it's easy to lose that control because I haven't done that for long enough to become a habit. Mm-hmm. But at least I know now, you know. I've got the tools. I know what to do.
All right, so now let's talk. That's a good segue. Let's talk about that, the fact that you feel like you know. So you say you have more to do, and you say you could even slip back, like you said, mm-hmm. but you also have the tools. So what's the feeling like to know that, like, what do you feel like when you look at your pictures?
Well, it feels surreal still sometimes, but it's no longer too good to be true for me. You know, it is true, and I can see it, and I know it's up to me to keep going. Mm-hmm. And I do have a long way to go, but it doesn't scare me or upset me anymore like it did in the past. You mm-hmm. know, I don't doubt it anymore. It's just a matter of doing it. And throughout my experience with VI and also now at this point, I realize that I have a choice to make. You know, I can either forget all that I've learned and achieved and revert to my old ways of, you know, dieting and binging and all that sort of vicious cycle, which, you know, is not an option. And I could also just stay right where I am now, which, again, is not an option for me because I'm not happy with where I am right now. So even though I've learned to love and accept my body a little bit more, mm-hmm. but not entirely, you know, I'm still working on that, but I want to get slimmer, leaner, more toned, so there's only one way to go.
Now, do you feel confident that you can take it to the next step with the tools you have now?
Sorry, you were getting cut off there.
Sorry. Do you feel confident that now you can take it to as far as you want to take it? Like that
I
you
do.
Have the tools to do it?
Mm-hmm. I do. I really do. And I think, especially the way, you know, the science behind VI, and I've got something to work towards, you know, not some random weight or an arbitrary goal of just losing weight. You know, I've got a tangible measurement to aim for, and that's really exciting. You know, it's like a little experiment, and I think that's what Caroline also spoke about. You know, I'm still experimenting with what works and what doesn't work, and I want to keep testing different strategies and I guess seeing how I can make the rest of my journey more efficient, you know, with less backward days, with doing more effective damage control. So this second upcoming contest is really exciting. I just want to, you know, do it better.
Right, right. And you can actually imagine what the 12 weeks will even be like this time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those 12 weeks don't scare me. You know, I've never stuck to a program for that long, you know, ever. And I remember at first I looked at those, you know, 12 weeks and they seemed quite daunting, but it soon became evident that I could still have my normal life. I don't have to be extra restrictive. You know, it's those 3 months are going to come and go anyway, so I can do the best that I can with them.
Yeah, well, that's a really healthy attitude to have about it. So that I like you where you said that the next contest doesn't scare you. Like the 12 weeks just don't scare you. Is that kind of your big aha moment? Like, what was your sort of? Do you have a couple big aha moments? Like, what's the one big thing that sort of hits you by the end of this?
I think I've got a few aha moments. I think the first one was when I guess I took my before pictures, which was quite traumatic for me. It was shocking. And I just knew I had to do something, you know. I had to do something about my body. I was feeling miserable. But then the excitement for the contest and doing something collectively with these like-minded people that I had already started to know through the forums, it really helped me see this challenge as something positive. And, you know, as I said before, those 84 days of a sustained effort would seriously make me freak out. You know, under normal circumstances, you know, looking back at my past attempts. But I learned to change my mind frame. So I began to see those 84 days as not something daunting, you know, something to dread, but it became something exciting. And I think it was around the second week that I realized that actually the more time I have, the better my body's going to look by the end of it, as opposed to, you know, the more time I have, that means the more time I have of being deprived. Mm. You know, I don't have to be deprived. I just need to adjust and control.
Mm-hmm. So you almost shifted to the thought, man, if I only had 16 weeks, I could do even more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why the second one is even more exciting, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great attitude to have, and I think that happens to a lot of people. Like you said, it just doesn't scare them anymore. Now it goes back to Caroline's concept of the experiment. Now you've got 12 more weeks of experimenting, and you're like, oh, what can I actually do with this next chunk of 12 weeks?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also this next chunk, hopefully I'm going to, you know, reach new lows and keep transforming my body. And right now I'm at a weight where I've been before, you know. I've lost weight before. The image of me is not something new, but I really want to, you know, see how far I can take it.
Now, did you believe, now that you've got to a space where you've been before, do you have the confidence that you can go past this? This gets back to the concept of sabotage points, where people have kind of are going into uncharted territory, so to speak. That's sort of where you want to go next, is it not?
I think there will be sabotage points along the way, but, you know, it's easy when you're aware of that and you just look out for them, I think. You know, you just have to keep going until, you know, you're happy. Some people will be happier, you know, just not at their VI, but maybe a bit more, or some people need a bit less. I don't know. It's different.
Right.
Depends how much you want it, how much lean you want to get. I think it's different for different people.
Right. And then it comes down to how much effort do you want to put in versus the result that effort produces.
Exactly. And how slow you want to do it, or, you know, how quickly you want to get there.
Right.
As well.
So what's your goal over these 12 weeks, this next 12 weeks? And is it just to see how much you can do in these 12 weeks, or do you have a specific VI goal? Talk about the VI for a sec, like the concept of having that goal versus just weight, or having that goal at all.
Well, it's pretty amazing on its own. I think nobody has talked about this before, and it makes so much sense, you know, when the concept first was mentioned. It was just, it makes total sense that you would aim for a shape, you know, and to hit those measurements and make sure that, you know, according to your height, this is what they should be. The issue of height, I mean, is huge in that sort of context, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's everything. There's no reason why a girl who's 5'10" should expect to weigh the same or have the same measurements as a girl who's 5'5". It's absurd. Their goals should be specific to their body. I mean, this is just, we don't need to go over this, but this is just how we're all shaped. And everyone's going to look at their own, have their own look at VI or at various measurements anyways.
Yeah.
You're not, even though it sounds like, oh, everyone's going to be the same, it's not at all. Like, 100 girls at VI are going to have 100 unique looks.
We're still built, you know, uniquely, and we all have different, you know, views on how muscular we want to be or how, you know, soft we want to be. So it will be different. And I think that's, you know, the strength of this sort of approach, you know. You can be yourself. It's just a matter of being the best version of yourself.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's the entire, the concept has always been to personalize it to yourself. Even though, like we said, the numbers seem like they're generic, that it doesn't ever work out that way at all when you actually look at people.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to other women who, maybe some newer people are listening right now, or just in general, someone you'd come across who asks you, hey, you got in shape, what advice would you give to somebody else?
I'd say to just trust in the program and trust in yourself. And I know it's easier said than done. But I would say just go for it. Give it a go, but do it wholeheartedly. You know, visualize your goal and really get involved in the community. I cannot stress that enough. I think for most people, it doesn't apply to everyone, but for most people, this accountability is going to be the biggest driving force, and it's one of the biggest reasons as to why everything else I tried had failed. You know, I think left to our own devices, it's really easy to stop making excuses and justifications and just get distracted and find an easy way out. So I'd just say, try it. You know, there's nothing to lose but inches, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys have done all the groundwork, the research, everything. It's all laid out. All we have to do is follow it, commit. And I think I found it to be evident right from the first few weeks. You know, that belief in yourself just gets stronger and stronger.
Oh, right. So it builds on itself like 1 week to the next.
And I think, you know, as we develop better habits and, you know, simplify the whole nutrition thing, we just keep building on that, and it will get better. And at some point, you know, our old habits, our bad habits are going to go in favor of these new habits.
So you've said you've lost weight before, and you've been at kind of the size you are now. Do you feel like this time you're going to be able to – is it different this time?
I think – the distribution, I guess, of fat and muscle, it's better right now. I think I fit in my old clothes better, even though, you know, even back then when I was at that size, I think I fit them better. I think I'm more defined, you know, a bit more compact. I don't know. It feels better.
And what about your psychological disposition about being this size? Like, do you feel like you'll revert or regress, or do you feel like you're in more control of it?
I don't think I'm going to, I'm in danger of regressing yet, because I still have a long way to go. You know, I still, even, you know, in clothes, I still have a way to go to look good in clothes. So I think that's a driving force. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the closer I get, the harder it's going to be. But, you know, I plan to stay on this community and just keep working. So I can't just keep still. I think if I'm on here, I'll keep going.
So it's full steam ahead then.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
That's great to hear.
But
so
without the stress, you know, without the despair, I'll just let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Is the concept of dieting and exercise now a lot less psychologically stressful and emotionally stressful? Like,
yeah.
it's not easy, we know that it does take work, but mentally, is
if it was easy, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
No, not at all. We
you
don't
know, we'd
we'd all
look
be,
perfect.
Every guy would be AI, every girl would be VI, and we'd just
exactly.
be off doing whatever.
No, it definitely, as I said, everything has become more simplified, and it's just, you know, I know I control it. You know, I don't have to eat a certain way. I just have to watch out for a few things, and it's going to happen. You know, if I keep doing my workouts and watching my overall calories, and, you know, whenever I have a fallback, I just have to do quick damage control. I don't have to let it, you know, go on for weeks and months like I did before. Now it's only days. So, yeah, it's just staying on top of it and keeping your goal in mind all the time.
So did it take you a few weeks to were you skeptical that this was going to work at all? Like, did it at least take you, or you know what I mean? Like, considering that we don't really say the same thing as everyone else, like, did you?
I you know, it's funny. I never questioned that. I questioned whether it would work for me, you know, because other things have failed. But for some reason, I didn't. You know, I was so convinced by the science, you know. Of what you guys were saying, because I've read all the other stuff over and over again, and I understand, you know, all the fallacies and all the skewed research. I just don't buy it anymore. And I think I was in a place where I was ready to hear the truth and take the, you know, the BS out of it. I think I just found VI at the right time for me.
That's actually really, Caroline brought up the same thing. Do you think that for some people, do you think it's a matter of timing for a lot of people? Like, let's say you came across this a few years ago, maybe you just wouldn't have responded to it, sort of thing.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. Although, you know, what you say in AGD is really, I don't see why anybody would have a problem with that. you know?
Oh, people do. I've had people return AGD because they're like, "You're kidding me, right?" No, that just won't work. There are definitely people out there who don't want to believe that's
wow.
what it is.
See, that seems shocking to me because I don't know.
Yeah, it's shocking to me too. Well, I don't like it when they return it, when they think that I'm lying to them. And so to me, I'm just thinking, oh, well, they're going to go and try something else, and maybe they'll be ready for AGD a year from now or 2 years.
Yeah.
And maybe they never will. Some people maybe don't want to know that.
Mm.
Like, do you feel – I've had guys say this. Did you feel like it was a – do you feel like it was difficult to give up old ways of trying it because then it just – sort of invalidates what you've been trying for a long time? Or is it more liberating to finally get an answer that works?
Oh, it was definitely more liberating because I've tried and failed so many times. I think I've just had enough of that. But I don't know, maybe it's harder for guys, you know, to believe in the, you know, in the Adonis sort of side of it, because they have to let go a lot more, you know, of what they've been taught and, you know, bulking up and this and that. Whereas I think with women, it's a bit easier for a woman to believe that and to give it a go. You know, a woman is going to go for shape a lot easier, I think, than a man, you know, and telling him, you know, they don't need to eat as much, or, you know, they need to get their weight really low and their fat really low
to get in
shape.
I
think it's just easier with women. Sorry, I'm not saying this
very
well.
No, I agree with you. The guys are arrogant and want to do it on their own, and girls seem to be at least more coachable than guys. And a lot of guys actually end up embarrassed that they spent years doing the wrong thing, which instead of using that feeling to jump into something that's going to work, they try to force the old thing to work because they've already invested so much time in it. I don't know if this is resonating for you or anybody who's maybe got a
stubborn
spouse.
Not really. I've done enough self-sabotaging to sort of, you know, not have that problem. I was just ready and open for it.
Sure. No. Well, I guess what I was saying is though that there have been some women in the forum mentioning that their spouses or people, significant others, are still kind of stubborn to the concept. So
yeah.
I guess the lesson there is, don't try to tell any guy about AI, because they're really not, as bad as it sounds, they're not going to want to hear it from you. They're going to want to have to find it on their own.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my brother to have a look at it, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a harder fight than you think.
Yeah. Mm. You know, he's got friends he works out with, and, you know, he listens to what they say, and he's influenced by them. So, you know, if I come and, you know, with the exact opposite information, I'm not sure how he's going to take it, but I'm going to try.
Sure. Hey, well, you know what? You can't hurt, right?
Mm.
Give it a shot.
Well, I just really like that. I love the workouts, and I like that each day was different. You know, there was a different order of exercises, and also how each week of each cycle was structured and the logic behind it. And it wasn't like the same thing over and over again for, say, 4 weeks or 6 weeks, which I'd done before, and it just got really uninteresting very, very quickly.
Right.
And I think I really liked the challenge. And as soon as I started, I felt like this high, you know, I felt like I look better, and, you know, just from the first workout. And I know it wasn't true, it was just psychological, but that feeling really helped me sort of, you know, move along.
Yeah, well, it's not a matter of it being true. A lot of this is mindset and feeling and just getting in a groove. So anything that helps with that, that's all part of it.
Yeah. And then, you know, sort of I started noticing small changes here and there, but, you know, after a few weeks, I knew they were definitely there, and then other people started to notice, and, you know, I just kept riding the wave. And I think as I was getting stronger, some exercises I was dreading, you know, I became more confident in them. And, yeah, it also sort of kind of clicked, you know, the exercise and the sort of figuring out the nutrition. It wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
That's interesting. And then so the confidence and the momentum sort of stacked on top of itself.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, little things that came along together and just helped me out.
Well, I mean, hey, that's how this whole thing works. There's no – you can never really know until the first time you go through it, so you know you can expect sort of the similar thing next time.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd never done a contest before. I'd never been active in a community before. So it was just all a new experience, a very eye-opening experience. And, you know, why would I stop now? That's the thing. I'd be doing myself a disservice if I stopped.
Yeah, I don't know why you would stop now. You mean, you know how to do it. You might as well just keep doing it.
It's silly. Hmm. So, yes, I'm just really excited with, you know, new people coming in now and joining us.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, this has been pretty good. I think we can wrap it up. Do you have any final thoughts, like things that you wanted to say that we haven't covered?
Well, for me personally, the biggest change was not just, you know, the physical transformation, but the mental shift and how I went from, you know, accepting that I'm some kind of freak of nature that can't change to sort of accepting that change is possible and that it is within my reach. And it's just my responsibility, you know, mostly to myself to keep striving for that. And I've accepted it's going to be a long process, but I'm okay with that. You know, I've just relaxed about it all. And I think that's the right attitude to have.
Well, that sounds exactly like the right attitude to have.
It feels that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really glad you were on with us, and I think that's good for today, and I really appreciate it. You did great, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next transformation contest.
Thank you very much, and thank
You're
you
welcome.
for everything with this program.
No, let me
really.
thank you. So for Mara OK, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.